Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about what should you be doing during no contact. If you know about no contact, then you probably know that one of the reasons for it is to make your ex feel your absence, miss you, and hopefully reach out. But there's also another reason why no contact is important. But before I tell you, be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss my future videos. And while you're at it, hit the little bell so that you'll be notified when I post a new video. Okay, so I want to start with a comment and then we'll go from there. The comment says, "Love your videos, helped me get better." Great. "I'm no longer waiting on her to contact me. Even if she does, I'll turn her down. Love her more than any woman in the world, but someone turning their back on me is not something I can forget. I tripped because of her making me feel like second, but now that time has passed." And by tripped, he means he freaked out, for those of you who may not know. "I don't regret tripping out because I was indeed second, and it made me work out like an animal, propelled me to start two businesses." Whoa. "I'm starting a third online and hopefully a fourth business." Wow, this guy is really motivated. "I never mistreated her. I was loyal when she wasn't loyal to her own words. Came to the conclusion I would much rather have her as my motivation to become the best version of myself than to have her next to me in the end. It's her loss, not mine. Her effort was crap, she didn't care how I felt, and she disrespected me by lying to me. It sounds to me like she had a low interest level. I've worked on myself. I can guarantee she hasn't done the same, so it's dumb to go back to someone that sees no change to her ways, no reason to change her ways. But because I do love her, I get to reap the motivation benefits she gives me, and I've learned to use being broken to fix myself. It's pretty awesome how you can take the worst moment of your life and actually use it to fuel you to be the best person you can possibly be. For that, I'm grateful." Well, good for you. I'm glad you turned a negative into a positive. And yes, it's great to work on yourself. And that is one of the things that you should be doing. That way, if you get back together with your ex or you get with someone new, you're now a new and improved version of yourself. For me, breakups always motivated me to work on myself. I was never one of those people who, if someone broke up with me, I'd be like, "Oh no." And, you know, I'd, stay in bed all day crying. No. My attitude was, "Oh yeah, you'll see. You'll wish that you never broke up with me, or you'll wish that you never behaved in a way that I was forced to break up with you." And so it's great to work on yourself. This guy talked about working on himself physically and business-wise, and that's wonderful, but you also have to work on the inside. Now, what does that mean? Working on yourself on the inside means that you're working on your mind. I'm not talking about working on your liver or your pancreas, haha. And working on your mind means that you reach a place where you realize that happiness comes from you. You hear that all the time these days. Happiness comes from inside. Happiness comes from you. What does it mean? What it means is that you realize that you're happy or unhappy depending on what you choose to focus on what you're thinking about. It's not something external. That's why it comes from you. It comes from the inside. It comes from your mind. It's not about who is or isn't in your life. That's external. And once you fully understand that your happiness depends on you and no one else, you're free. And everyone has to come to that understanding on their own. They have to find their own path. So for me, it's taken years of study and following different teachers, and now I'm at that place. That's why for me, it's easy to walk away from a breakup or just accept it and not try to stop it, because I know I don't need any one person in my life. Because you could have the greatest person in the world for you, your soulmate with you, and still be unhappy. So why is that? You know, if this person is so great, if this person is the one, if they're your soulmate, then why are you still unhappy, right? Because Happiness comes from you and what you're focused on, what you're thinking, which then determines what you're feeling. Just in the same way that you can be single and not have your soulmate or someone great in your life, and yet you're focused on great things, on beautiful things, you're happy when you get up, really based on nothing, just you choose to be happy, you choose to focus on love, you choose to focus on what you have instead of what you don't have, and you're happy. So it's not about who is or isn't in your life, it's about what you're thinking, which, as I've said, determines what you're feeling. So during no contact, while you're waiting for your ex to contact you, you are working on yourself. Yes, work on the exterior. If you need to lose weight, you want to work out, you want to start a business like the person in the comment, but don't forget your mind, because that's where ultimately your happiness comes from. So if you're going through a breakup, I know you're in pain and you want to reach out to your ex, but it's probably going to backfire. So instead, contact me about a private coaching session so I can help you get your ex back. And you can contact me at theartoflove.net. If you're listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.